At Home with Gary Sullivan project of the week.
That's right. We got a project of the week starting this year where we'll kind of bring in some folks and help us with all those chores that we have around the home, solve those problems that we're kind of scratching our head about. And this week's project of the week is that garage that just smells terrible. And what am I talking about? I'm talking about my garage, because I pull my car in and you can just smell like rubber burning. And those smells kind of enter your home. And ventilating that is actually by code in some states for new builds. And we want to keep toxins out of our house, right? So this is another opportunity to do just that. We have Erica from Easy Breathe. Erica, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Gary. How are you today?
I'm doing so good, I can't stand it. You know, it's that good.
Oh, my goodness.
I've talked a couple of times today already about ventilating garages, and it's something I guess we've just kind of learned to live with. I mean, I noticed that this week I pulled my car and I can actually smell my car in my house. That can't be good.
No, that's not good at all.
So help me out. How do I do this? How do I ventilate it? I could open the door, I guess, but that'd be kind of cold.
Well, exactly, this time of year. And we've got recent studies that actually tell us, even with the door to the outside, that garage door open, which many of us do to warm up our cars this time of year.
Right.
Go outside, you open the door, you start your car. There actually shows an increased contaminant level that is entering the home, because any shared wall with the garage, whether it be the ceiling of the garage, oftentimes is a floor of some living space or bedrooms above it, or the common wall that attaches to the side of the garage or the back of the garage, all of those walls are actually sponges that absorb the contaminants into your living space, not to mention the door into the house that attaches to the garage, you know, opening and closing that. So there's a lot of pathways for those contaminants to create havoc inside the house.
Yeah, you know, you bring up a good point. There's two things that when you were just saying, I was thinking, boy, when you pull up the garage, really, it's really not a ventilation, because unless you have windows in the garage that you could open up, and you open up the garage door, because whenever to really ventilate, you need egress and ingress, right?
Correct. Yeah. Intake and outtake. Exactly.
And then the insulation above the garage a lot of time is non-existent, nor is it on the wall that leads to that bedroom upstairs.
Yeah, we find that to be true in many, many homes we're in, absolutely.
So ventilation is, boy, what kind of off-gassing occurs from a car?
Oh, my gosh, a car can off-gas for up to, like, 6 hours after you turn it off. And like you said, the rubber and the metal and all of those things in the car that heat up, it takes hours for those fumes to you know, finally slow down from the off-gassing process.
Hmm.
Not to mention, there's a byproduct of gasoline just as it sits in our tank, whether it be of our cars, or motorcycles, lawnmowers, you know, tractors, dirt bikes. It's called benzene, and it's a common carcinogen. No, you know, to inhale any bit of it is not good.
Plus,
so
we got our lawnmowers, in there, string trimmers in there, probably a gas can, you got fertilizers, you got your garbage cans, you got a lot of bad stuff in that garage.
Yeah, people sometimes keep their litter pans in the garage, so you've got that, or people, you know, they're relegated to the garage now with the smoking or the cigars. So there's a lot of bad stuff going on in the garage. All right,
well, talk to me, because we've talked to folks for probably 5 years about the Easy Breathe ventilation system, and we've talked to them about houses, we've talked to them about crawl spaces. You have those products, and this year you're introducing kind of the garage door ventilation. Tell me a little bit about the system.
Well, we've been testing it for about the last 2 years, and it's basically just a modification of the ventilation systems we already have. But we've worked with the recommendations on the EPA, what the EPA recommends to ventilate an attached garage, and we built something called the Easy Breathe Garage Ventilation System. It can basically be mounted anywhere on an outside wall in the garage.
Uh-huh.
What it does is it provides a pathway for those pollutants we just talked about to get exhausted to the outside. So we're protecting your home from absorbing all of those pollutants. So even though we call it the garage system, I really want to stress it's more about protecting your indoor air than necessarily your garage, because most of us don't spend a lot of time in the garage.
Right, okay. But yeah, it is kind of, yeah, I hear you. But you got to ventilate that garage to keep your home healthy.
Absolutely. So it's more about the house and protecting, really, you know, your health and the home from absorbing toxins, really, really mm-hmm. bad pollutants and toxins, I might add.
Mm-hmm. One of the factoids I shared with everybody, it said 74% of the homes with carbon monoxide detectors that went off were actually triggered by the pollutants and toxins leaking into the home from the attached garage. Is that true?
Yeah. That was a study done in Minnesota back in the late 90s. So,
wow.
You know, this has been going on for years. And I think, you know, as building codes catch up with all of the research, they're now mandating, I think, Minnesota, Wisconsin, for sure Alaska.
Yeah.
Our distributor in Alaska tells us that any new home that's built with an attached garage must have a form of mechanical ventilation, because those colder climates, you know, those garages are kept really
sure.
buttoned up most of the year. So, yeah, this is a growing concern, and it's new to a lot of homeowners. So I'm really grateful for, you know, you having me on today
sure.
to sort of help you know, get this message out.
Well, I think sometimes, and people start paying attention too. I know since I started becoming a little bit more educated about pollutants in a garage, it's amazing when you really start paying attention to your home. You, in a lot of cases, will smell those pollutants inside your home. And we take so much for granted. And, you know, it's like freezing pipes. You got to really know about your home. You got to pay attention to prevent problems. And when I started really just kind of being aware of the pollutants that are in the garage, you do start noticing different smells. You talk about cigars. That'd be a good way. Somebody light up a cigar and put it in the garage. And if you can smell it inside the home, that's an instant problem.
Yeah. I mean, we hear from homeowners all the time who have the Easy Breathe garage ventilation system, how they didn't realize how bad it was.
Yeah.
And now that they're not having those pollutants, you know, she says, I don't smell the cigarette smoke in the kitchen anymore. Or, you know, the bedroom above the garage used to have kind of a metallic smell. And now the boys' rec room, their children, they're not coughing as much because their air's cleaner in their home.
Interesting.
So, yeah, it's
fascinating, actually. We get a little smarter, and, you know, we're going to, you know, you've been on the forefront of ventilation for crawl spaces and homes, now garages and homes, and for a long time. But the tighter we make our homes, the more important ventilation becomes.
Absolutely. I mean, it's so good for our bottom line and our dollar to keep our homes efficient. And, you know, nobody wants to live in a sieve. But at
right.
the same time, we create a lot of problems when we button up the home. And, you know, there's ways to fix them. It isn't, you know, I'm not suggesting we
sure.
don't have tight homes, because there is a benefit to that.
Sure.
But at the same time, we just need to be smart about how we ventilate the house to ensure that we're not creating more problems specifically for our health. You know, all the asthma and allergy, you know, those two things, those symptoms have record increases in the last 15 to 20 years.
No question about it.
I can blame to what's going on in the house.
Yep. Now, you have a little sale going on right now. You get 15% off during the month of January on this system?
Absolutely. Only for your listeners, Gary. So it's really important for those people out there interested in the garage system. When you call us, make sure you reference promo code Gary, because it's only for Gary Sublin listeners through January.
15%
off.
15% off. You got to say promo code Gary. Let me give you that phone number. It's 866-822-7328. Again, 866-822-7328 or easybreathe.com. That's EasyBreathe.com. Erica, thanks for joining us. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Gary. Have
All right.
a great day.
You do the same. Thank you much. All right. Well, there's the lowdown on that, and I think you'll agree that just makes sense. We'll continue at home with Gary Sullivan.
Help for your home is just a click away at GarySullivanOnline.com. This is At Home with Gary Sullivan.